This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon is away. I'm Susan Stamberg. Next week, the U.S. Congress is expected to make more headway in the legislative agenda, including a special spending bill for operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. Lawmakers are also expected to revisit a long list of presidential appointments, and lawmakers are considering ways to speed up the confirmation process for judicial nominees. NPR's senior Washington editor, Ron Elving. Hi.
Hello, Susan.
The special spending bill for Iraq, for Afghanistan, that's being held up. What's doing it?
There are a number of issues that have been attached to it because it is a must-pass bill. And in the House, they attached some immigration provisions that are highly controversial, have to do with making it more difficult for illegal aliens to get any kind of documents like driver's licenses. As a result, people in the Senate have found it possible to add their immigration-related amendments, all of which are highly controversial. That's what's holding it up.
The Senate seems to be paying a good deal of attention these days to various confirmations. Run that down for us.
Well, John Negroponte is going to be the first director of National Intelligence. He cleared committee. He's going to be voted on by the full Senate next week, and he'll be confirmed. John Bolton is the president's choice for UN ambassador. He has been highly controversial, and as a result, the Democrats have pushed some delay onto that situation. Mm-hmm. They're united in opposition to him, but he will be voted on in committee next Tuesday, probably win by a vote or two, and go on to the Senate floor to be confirmed.
Mm-hmm. NASA has a new head with not much trouble.
Michael Griffin, pretty popular choice on both sides of the aisle. Lester Crawford will be the new Food and Drug Commissioner if he can get past a couple of senators who have holds on that nomination and an internal investigation going on at FDA for reasons that have not been revealed, and the complainant within the department has not been named. And Stephen Johnson, the president's choice at EPA, has been held up by a Democrat who says that if that nomination comes up, he might just have to filibuster it.
Filibuster, there's a novel idea for these days, eh?
Well, the filibuster is really the battlefront in the Senate right now, and it's not because of any of these presidential appointments.
Right.
It's because of federal judgeships, and not just the normal federal judgeships and trial courts, but because of the appeals court nominees. And while two-thirds of those have been approved, there have been 10 that were stopped by Democratic filibusters over the course of the first Bush term. Since he was reelected, the president has renominated 7 of those 10.
Mm-hmm.
And as they make their way through the pipeline and reach the floor of the Senate, any one of those could trigger a filibuster. And the Republicans want to outlaw filibusters against judicial nominees. That would be quite a historic moment, and we may see that in the weeks to come.
Well, they're giving it such a dramatic name. The nuclear option.
That's because the Democrats say if they lose the weapon to filibuster on judicial nominations, they'll slow everything else down to a crawl.
Uh-huh.
Bring the entire institution to a virtual halt, with the exception of anything affecting national security or public safety.
So, but in this case, then, the Republicans are going to accuse the Democrats of obstructionism.
Well, they're already accusing them of that. In fact, the Senate Majority Leader, Bill Frist, has agreed to go on television with James Dobson and some other religious conservative leaders to call the resistance to these judges an attack on people of faith. And that show is going to air a week from Sunday.
Thanks very much, NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving.
Thank you, Susan.